This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Luigi Mangione, the man that has now been charged with the shooting of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, he's 26 years old, a University of Pennsylvania graduate, highly educated, very intelligent, came from a great family, a lot of wealth, a bright, bright future ahead of him if he chose to do pretty much nothing. But he chose to do something. He chose to be a visual ante. And he's become somewhat of a folk hero now in social media. Right or wrong, it is what's happening. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Let's start with Luigi himself and not necessarily the public reaction. This is a guy who went through, you know, a lot of schooling, a bright future ahead of him. Obviously, women are going, oh, he's really hot. That's been the main thing I've been hearing about Luigi Mangione, not the fact that he became a murderer. But what do we know about his past and what may have led him to this?
Yeah, you know, it sounds like he's really been given some benefits in life that not everyone has been given. It's my understanding he was the putative recipient of a trust fund for from his grandparents. I think it's in question whether he's still going to receive that. But yeah, you know, he went to an Ivy League school, but it's my understanding too that he had some qualms with the health insurance industry. Mm-hmm. I've heard reports that his mother was battling a medical issue. I've heard reports that he was battling like a back issue.
Yeah.
And I think some people are wondering if all those things sort of culminated together at the wrong time and led to this alleged murder.
Yeah, most people don't go to murder right away, but the fact that so many people, I would just say the general public, I have no percentage on this, but I'm going to say it's a good chunk, right? I'd say we're probably over 50%. I kind of darkly think we're probably closer to like 80, 90% of the public that is feeling somewhat justified in this. Obviously, it's not a justifiable act, but people going, I get it, you know, so-and-so in my family or my friend or whoever, the healthcare industry screwed them over. I mean, people literally die left and right because they don't get the care that they need. People also live and survive because they get the healthcare that they need. The fact that the healthcare companies are the ones that are deciding this is what I think people have the most issue with, and that we know there's certainly incentive to deny care within the healthcare industry. So he kind of now has this Robin Hood vibe to him. People are buying the coat that he wore. People are mimicking. I mean, this is something we don't often see in a shooting situation.
Oh, very true. And I think it's in part a function of, like you said, just the widespread effectiveness of what happens in the health insurance industry. And I've read reports that say that United Healthcare, which the victim was the CEO of, has one of the highest, if not the highest, rates of denial. And in fact, that there was there's another report that says they would use AI to essentially try to deny things from the outset without really a third investigation as to whether it should be denied. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, that's going to ruffle a lot of people's feathers, and it can have dire consequences for real life human beings. And I think that some of those humans have sort of realized that, hey, gosh, something had to be done. Did it need to be this? I don't know. But I'm certainly in favor of pushing back against the insurance industry.
Is this going to change anything, I wonder? Obviously, you have CEOs upping security tremendously, rightfully so. In fear of more copycats, which I think are very likely in this specific situation. Is it going to change anything, though? Is this going to make anybody in those healthcare companies go, maybe we should reexamine how we treat our people? Obviously, they're making a ton of money. There's not a lot of incentive. And the way that the healthcare companies seem to weigh things, it's not necessarily on human lives. It's on profit. So you got a CEO that's dead. Is it looked at as just another human life? Big deal. It's, you know, part of what we have to go through to get the profits that we do, the same way we look at our clients.
You know, those health insurance carriers can seem pretty immovable. They have so many resources. They have policies in place that further their interests. That being said, after this happened, and I can't prove any direct connection, but a lot of people are saying there's a correlation because there was another big health insurance company that was that had just introduced a policy that was, I forget the exact policy, I forget the company, but it was not to the benefit of normal everyday Americans. And after this happened, they reversed course and they retracted that policy like I think the day or two following this incident. Now, does that mean there's a relationship? No. But does it cause that side to say, geez, are we doing something wrong? Should we make changes especially if those changes are going to help our bottom line and get more people in support of us, that's probably the way of thinking that's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned with this because it feels like the villagers have their pitchforks. They've been dealing with this for quite a while, and all the BS in the healthcare system. And if anyone's ever dealt with the healthcare system, everyone has nightmare stories. I don't know anyone who hasn't had something where it's like, even if it's relatively small, still, a small issue can go on for weeks or months till it can be resolved. Anyone who thinks the healthcare system is working well, I think, has never used the healthcare system. All that being said, you know, we have laws in place. We have Congress that allows these healthcare companies to do what they do and have the policies that we have. Ultimately, they're going to make money. This is their goal. That is what a business is there for, unless it becomes a non-for-profit industry, which would be blowing it up, basically. And I think in the best interest of human beings, that might be what needs to be done. But there's so many caveats to that as well. Do you think that there will be any congressional moves on things like this, or is it going to take more copycats, more horrible things like this to take place before there's any sort of change made? Because it seems all the correct routes that, you know, people have gone through to raise their concerns, to try to make change, just hit a brick wall eventually. And now they're here with the pitchforks.
You know, it's a great question. And I think that there is a difference between societal will and political will. Mm-hmm. Is there societal, are civilians saying, hey, we need some freaking change? Absolutely. When you look at how the House and Senate are comprised and who's in, who will be in the president's office, those circumstances do not lend themselves to some big change that would be to the detriment of the, you know, big healthcare. Mm-hmm. That being said, can changes be made? Can changes be made on the state side? They certainly can. And could little tweaks be made even in this political environment that could help sort of pacify some of these citizen concerns? I think those things could be real, but a huge change is not realistic within the next 4 years, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think I'd agree with you right there. How do you represent somebody like this, from a legal standpoint and a defense standpoint?
You make it about anything but what happened on that sidewalk in New York. You make it about these growing concerns that are widespread among Americans regarding healthcare. You also look into whether they can prove it's him. I've heard his attorneys say, hey, look, you've got some snapshots and you've got some pictures of clothing and stuff, and that's not enough to prove it's him. I think there's evidence that was found on him that is pretty problematic on the guilt side. But I think you make it about anything but him shooting this, ostensibly innocent CEO in cold blood in the middle of the street.
I mean, can they argue that it wasn't him at this point, or is it more so this? I don't know that you can even do that. I mean, it's like, yeah, it was pretty much him. But can you argue, is there any argument that can be made of why it was justified? I'm not saying it was justified at all, but if you're trying to argue this to a jury, that's what you're going to try and communicate to get your client
The only way that they could, so there is no like cognizable legal defense that says, hey, this guy was hurting a bunch of Americans through his company, if you see it that way. And so it's okay to kill him. There's nothing that says that. There is kind of the, hidden secret defense of jury nullification, which is essentially that, hey, this happened, but the jury is not willing to find someone guilty for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Is it some moral reason? Is it some other reason? So you can inject, or you can, as an attorney, if you want, try to inject some evidence that could be supportive of jury nullification and hope the jury sees it like you do.
Do you think we could that this could actually go there in this case? I mean, what you're describing is like we've seen it before on cases where like a father kills the rapist of his daughter or something like that. And he gets off. It was murder, but it was just somewhat justified. The jury, even though it was murdered, says, we're not going to do that. where do you think a jury is going to land on this one? Just with what we know so far in the public, and obviously when this makes it to trial, we're talking years likely. So that hype will, you know, go down. But do you see this being like a situation where it's going to be a battle of maybe a hung jury, or maybe, you know, them looking at this going, man, we're not going to say he's guilty.
You know, one thing I wonder on that is whether he's going to be charged federally.
Yeah.
And the reason I ask that is because the death penalty is still on the table in federal court. I don't know in New York state court if that's an option. I don't have it in front of me, but New York is not usually inclined to bring death penalty cases. So if there's the death penalty on the table, perhaps his attorneys would broker an agreement that say, hey, if you let this guy live, he'll accept life in prison. And that would eliminate the need for a trial. Mm-hmm. So there is some sort of brokering that can be done during negotiations that might prevent a trial. But ultimately, it's the defendant's choice whether to accept a deal and go to trial. And if Luigi Mangione is who we think he is, I think he's going to ask for a trial.
How does this turn into a federal trial and it's not being a state trial? Obviously he fled over state lines, but what is there another caveat here that makes it be able to be charged federally?
They're going to have to look at like how the firearm was procured. I understand it might even be a 3D printed firearm. They're going to have to look at whether there was any interstate commerce involved. Mm-hmm. They would have to sort of find something on which they can hang their hat to say, hey, this gives us federal jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that exists in this case.
Yeah.
But absent the death penalty on the table, I see this guy asking for a trial, taking it all the way, and at least having his day in court and letting his position be heard. That's the kind of guy he strikes me as.
That's what it strikes me as too, where he probably knew going in, you know, he'd probably get caught, but that's going to be more publicity for, you know, what he believes is right, what his cause is to be in court and to get that sort of spotlight. It's going to be fascinating to see where this all goes. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.